A police officer charged with murder. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The charging decision just announced in Michigan after a deadly traffic stop in April.
Grand Rapids police officer Christopher Schur shot and killed a 26-year-old Patrick Leoya April 4th, who he pulled over for a false license plate. Body cam shows Leoya refused to cooperate, took off on foot and resisted, grabbing the officer's taser before Schur shot Leoya in the head.
The death was not justified or excused.
Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker.
I believe there's a sufficient basis to proceed on a single count of second-degree murder,
which carries up to life in prison for Officer Schur, who's been a cop since 2015 and whose personnel file shows no complaints, but rather praise for policing. Leoya's family, meantime, has called his death an execution.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Leoya was on the ground when he was shot in the back of the head. A federal spotlight on state police in Louisiana as the Justice Department launches a pattern and practice investigation.
Ensuring that law enforcement officers act in a lawful and constitutional manner, which furthers public trust and public safety.
Assistant Attorney General Christian Clark announcing the probe, which follows multiple beatings of black men, including the death of Ronald Green, who was beaten by white troopers after a chase in 2019. A panel of state lawmakers investigating Green's death. Just getting word of a shooting at a business in Maryland with reports of multiple people injured. Fox News confirming the early details. It happened at Columbia Machine, a manufacturer in Smithsburg, Maryland, about 90 miles outside of Washington, D.C. There's no word yet on any motive or suspects or the severity of the injuries. Also, no reports of any fatalities. But again, a shooting at a business in Maryland with multiple injuries reported. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
After months of investigation, the House committee probing the Capitol riot goes prime time tonight, the first of seven scheduled hearings.
Aides say they will remind people what happened that day, initial findings about the January 6th attack and its causes, and connect the dots for the American people.
Fox's Mike Emanuel on Capitol Hill. House Republican Caucus Chair Congresswoman Elise Stefanik calls it a circus.
The Democrats have been shameless. The fact that they are booking this on prime time tells you everything you need to know. Most of the committee business in the House starts at 10 a.m. and is through the regular working day. So they're trying to get eyeballs and they're trying to change the narrative.
Republicans say Democrats don't want to focus on issues that matter to the American people, including high gas prices. A test on Facebook to catch ads filled with hate speech.
The nonprofit groups Global Witness and Fox Glove ran tests of Facebook's ability to catch hate speech and report back that the company failed miserably. Global Witness says they came up with 12 text-based ads that called for the murders of people belonging to three ethnic groups in Ethiopia. The ads were written in Amharic, the most widely used language in Ethiopia. Facebook approved the ads. They did a similar thing with ads targeting people in Myanmar. Both countries have been experiencing civil wars in recent years. Global Witness said Meta, Facebook's parent group, told them the ads should not have been approved and that they are building up their capacity to catch hateful speech in more languages. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A late dive on Wall Street. The Dow down 638 points at the close. The S&P and the Nasdaq tumbling more than 2%. This on a day when gas prices soared to another new record. 13th day in a row, $4.97 a gallon in the AAA average, topping $5 a gallon now in the Gas Buddy average. The dive on Wall Street coming just ahead of another key report on inflation. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.